since we left off in the previous year, we're still trying to solve the problem that all the Rishonim are bothered with. On the one hand, we have a halacha that we have a suffix, so we call discussing a situation of a tfisa liyacha shenoda sofek, or the way the Gemara coins the phrase tafa koyen with a matzim yada e matzim yada. Whenever you have a sofek in halacha, in the imamunus, and we paskin in the direction of the muchzok, if the other fellow goes in and bowls over the muchzok and grabs it, so do we say, well, now he's a muchzok, so we can't do anything about matzim yada raya? Or do we say the halacha doesn't accept that? That we're not going to accept the tfisa that took place tacha shenoda sofek? And we're just going to go take it back from the Tofes and give it back to the original Muxah. So on the one hand, we had a Gemara of Metzia and Avav that seems to conclude that Tfisa Leach Shalom HaSavik in fact is not acceptable. Yet there was that very cryptic Gemara, Maseches Ksubis, that at least the way some Rishonim read the Gemara seems to point in the direction that Tfisa in fact would work. The question is, how do you resolve that? What are we doing learning the Sugya in the first place? Because eventually this is all going to be the background to understanding the Ran in Maseches Kedushin. Because the Ran was the one who said, when you have a suffix in Kedushin, the halacha is such and such, because the halacha in Dinim Amunus is such and such. So the Ran made the bridge between Dinim Amunus and Kedushin. But before we can appreciate the Ran's bridge, we have to understand what the facts are in Dinim Amunus. So we've been already 3 days or so trying to figure out what the din is in Dinim Amunus. And I don't know if I'm happy to report a standard, but whatever your perspective is, we still got a long way to go. We have a while to go still until we complete the picture of what Dinim Amunus Marshall is. And I hope that by the time we finally complete what the Dinim are in Dinim Amunus, so then we will really, really get a much better understanding. Really, our eyes will be opened up as to where the Ran is coming from, what the Ran meant in that Marshall from Kedushin to Dinim Amunus. These weren't your notes?
Yeah,
there. Oh, there you go. Okay. Kedusha Torah, I don't want to.
Yours.
I didn't say they were right. I said the Bechina. We get the Bechina. Okay. So we had a few different approaches in the Rishonim, really, just to highlight what the first couple of answers were. So we saw some Rishonim who said that, well, sometimes Tfisa works, sometimes Tfisa doesn't work. It depends whether the Tfisa took place before the suffix took place, and Tfisa took place after the suffix took place. We saw one day in Tysus, there's a difference between a Tfisa with a Tainus Bari and a Tfisa with a Tainus Shema. Then we saw a Ramban, that depends what kind of a suffix is. Is it a regular suffix? Is it a suffix of two sets of Adim? And we saw many, many different nuanced approaches within these different answers. But now we take a look at the Shittas of Rambam, where the Rambam is literally in his own world, in a different place of all the other Rishonim on this entire topic. So we take a look at the 10th of the Maamar Kamos. The Rambam is talking about a very intricate case of Suffolk Bechoros. We're not going to get into all the details of this case, but what we want to focus on is just the Suffolk Bechoros problem. We have a situation of a Suffolk Bechor, and what do you do? So the Rambam gives you a picture of what is a Suffolk Bechor, and then he tells you, what do you do once you have a Suffolk Bechor? So if we take a look at the 10th of the Maamar Kamos, so it's the second to last line in the Rambam, towards the end of the line. Avalim Yolda Min Sus Ogamal. If an animal, a kosher animal, gives birth to a child, and there's clearly something gone wrong here, some kind of a mutation happening here, that the baby doesn't look like a cow, doesn't look like a sheep, doesn't look like a goat. It looks a little bit more like a horse, looks a little bit more like a camel. Afa pishieshba miktsa simani para. Even though it has certain features that do resemble a cow, so that's a big question, halacha. So what exactly are the parameters of something that has certain physical characteristics of the mother? Other characteristics seems to be some other kind of a species. What do you do with that in terms of vichus? There are a lot of issues at times. Vichus kashrus, there are issues in terms of other areas of halacha. But in terms of vichus b'chor, what do you do with this? So the Rambam writes a reu suffik b'chor. So it's considered to be a suffik b'chor, and therefore you're not going to bring it as a korban. And that's clearly out of the picture. But the question is, do you have to give it to the Kohen or not? So remember, we've said that even in a situation where an animal develops a mum, and it's clearly not going to be brought as a korban, but still, there's a mitzvah of matnas kuna, you have to give it to the Kohen and he'll eat it. So here the Rambam writes, since it's only a safek, lefikach yoichel lebailim. Therefore, we plug in the halacha called hamotzi mechavei lav araya, and it's not necessary to give it to the Kohen. But the Rambam writes, im tafsei kohen, but if the Kohen grabs it, ein mitzi in miyado. So we're not going to take it away from him. And that, of course, stands in stark contrast to everything we've been saying until now. All the other Rishonim with the starting point was, their baseline was, that Tafsikai and Motziyin Miyado, they took it right out of the Gemara in Bav Mitzia Davav, that Tafsikai and Motziyin Miyado, and then they were bothered with the Kasha. What do we do with the Gemara in Ksubas? And this Rishon said that answer, this Rishon said that answer, that Rishon said that. The Rambam took the Gemara in Bav Mitzia and basically discarded it, and basically threw it away. The Gemara in Bav Mitzia says, the Gemara says explicitly, that in Tafso Kohen is Kain Motziyin Miyado. You have kashas. You have to figure out what to do with that. How do you resolve that? Work on your kashas. But the Rambam took the Gemara and just ignored it, just rejected the Gemara outright. So how in the world did the Rambam do that? So the truth is that if you look really carefully back at the Gemara Bava Metzia, we'll see it in a moment, there was really a machlokes in the Gemara itself. There really was a machlokes amaroi. What led us to believe that the maskanas at Gemara was that Tafsa Kohen is Motziyin Miyado? What was the great proof of the Gemara that seemed to convince us beyond the shadow of a doubt that that is the conclusion of the Gemara? So let's go back to that Gemara in Maseches Bava Metzia, where the whole sugya really began for us, back in the second of the Mar Mekamos. The Gemara itself, Bava Metzia Davav Avei, is quoted in Machlekes Amarayim. Does Tfisa of the Kohen work or not? So take a look back at the third line from the bottom. Omer Rav Chananya l'Rabba. So Rav Chananya almost got in the last word in the sugya. He turns around to Rabba and he says, I'm going to prove to you, Rabba. Rabba was the one who says, Motziyin Miyado. I'm going to prove to you that you're right. Tani demeselach, there's a brice that supports you. Hasfeikos nechnasin l'dielis aser. Anytime you have a suffik b'chor, so we let the Yisrael keep it. Hamotzvech levaraya. And the Yisroel can even use that towards his counting of Maisa Behema. He's got 500 animals, and now we just gave him another couple of animals. Misafik, we let him keeping it. So we let him count that. We put him, goes under the stick, and it counts towards the Cheshire of Maisa Behema. So comes Rav Chananya and says, V'isalkadai techtakfakayin emotzien asamiyado. If you hold that the coin gets to keep it, if you would grab it, am I nechnas on the deer? Why does the Yisrael have the right to use that in effect to pay his taxes? It turns out when I use that towards my taxes, I use that towards my Maisa Behema, so it's possible that that will be the 10th animal. That'll be my Maisa Behema. So I'm paying off my chayvus with Yenim's money. I'm a big tzaddik. I'm a mitzvah for Yenim's cheshbon. If you hold that tukfakayin motziyin miyado, so that means that the coin has no connection to this animal. This animal is not the coin. He has no hold in this animal whatsoever. So then I understand the braisa, why I could use this towards my cheshbon of my sebehema. But if the coin does have a right to the animal, harai has a right, if he grabs it, we're going to let him keep it. So the Gemara says, gavaltim, so zepaitim amarim marshal kayin. So that was the absolute convincing raya that Rabba must be right, that you see from here, you see from the ability to use this to pata your maestras, you see from here that the coin really has no connection to this animal anymore. The tfis of the coin doesn't work. If the Gemara never responded to that raya, the Gemara never rejected that raya, but one could have argued, I don't want to sit and come off close, but if I was writing the Gemara, I would have turned around and said, no, yesh lidchais, not so partial, that's a raya. Maybe you could argue, it's true that feast of the coin may really work, but, you know, right now, tachlis, right now by Shehu Sham, the animal belongs to the Yisrael, so I'm paying taxes on what I have now. I'm paying my maestras based on what I have now. The fact that it could be that down the line the coin's gonna get a big bully to come and take the money away, to get the animal away from me. A lot of things could be, but since when does the halacha look into what's gonna happen in the future? Right now, Bashar Sham, it's the Mabana Yisrael. So if I was writing the Gemara, I would have turned around to Rav and to Rav Chananya and say, Nishkin Raya. So comes the Kesef Mishnah. Now back to the 11th of the Mar Mekamos. So V'yesh Loimar, says the Kesef Mishnah, it's the fifth line from the top. V'yesh Loimar, Tahad Amar Rabba La'olam Eimalach Tachfakay Motziyim Yado. If you look at us, begin about that's relevant for us. Say the Rabbeinu Dechia Bi'almahi, comes the Kesef Mishnah and writes that next line of the Gemara that we just said, that the Rambam seemed to understand that that wasn't the best raya. V'siyat Rav Chananya Lav Siyat Kulei Hai. Rav Hananya's quote-unquote proof wasn't the best proof in the world. The Kavan de Bishus Yisraelu, because since Tachlis, right now, belongs to the Yisrael, the Amotzech El Avaraya, and that's going to be the Psach, the Bezin's going to issue right now, Af Al Gav, even though it's true, we could play the devil's advocate, Im Tachfakun Emotzim Miyado, Lo Nafik Bidei B'manashe Yisrael, says right now, it's still the Jews, it's still the Yisrael. What's going to happen if the Kohen grabs? We'll deal with that later. V'shapi Yochel, if the Latz Mabai. And therefore, we have no qualms, we have no problems with having the Yisrael use that towards his Cheshbin HaMaisebim. So because the Mishnah said, the reason why the Rambam rejected the line of the Gemara is because he thought he had a good Dichov Deraya. Now, that's a very, very dull, you know, it's treading on very, very thin ice in such a style of the Gemara. I mean, it's an interesting dichoy. Between you and me, it sounds like a very good dichoy. But at the end of the day, the Gemara didn't say it. At the end of the day, the Gemara, Amalei Rav Hananya L'Rabba, the Gemara thought the Amorim, Rav Hina, Rashi put together the Gemara and they gave Rav Hananya the last word. So it's very nice for us to have a kasha against Rav Hananya. But at the end of the day, you're going to change the halacha because of that. Very, very difficult style in terms of defending the Shita Sirama. So there has to be more to it than what the Kesef Mishnah is saying. So the Lecha Mishnah on the spot adds a little bit more to the Rambam. But he says, yeah, the Kesef Mishnah is right. 100% the Kesef Mishnah is right that the Raya of Rav Hananya wasn't the most convincing, wasn't the most ironclad Raya. But there's more to it than that. There's more to what prompted the Rambam to veer away from the Gemara. Take a look at the 12th of the Ramakamos. The second line from the top, towards the end of the line. V'li nire, Tai Moshe Rabbeinu Zal. The repair ke isha shenis almala, gabe treyu trey. Lo and behold, super staff your test. We've been spending the last week talking about the Gemara. The two Edom say that the Shtar is good, and the two other Edom say the Edom were no good. The Arminan Hosam Ukim Amor Becheskes Morei. And the Gemara's conclusion was when you have one set of Edom, the Edom of the document themselves, are testifying that Reuven owes Shimon the money. And then you have the other set of Edom who are disqualifying them, where the Gemara says, we keep the money where it is. Upirish Rashid Lama Karidan Lishtara, Dim Tafas Lama Fkirin Minei. But Rashi said the simple pshat in the Gemara is that Tfisa works, and that was the Gemara we've been talking about for the last 3 days. That Gemara contradicts the conclusion of Bava Metzia. So the Tosfos yes, the kasha, this should sound like a familiar kasha. That was Tosfos kasha. That's been taking up since the beginning of the week. It was 3 days of Kolavoka. The Lecha Mishnah says, V'dochu b'teretz akusha. In three words, he just said that the teretz of Tainus Bari, that's a doichak. And the teretz of the Tfisa was before the Lettuce of Suffolk was a doichak. And the Ramban was a doichak. And the Shach, everyone was a doichak. What's the emissa answer, says the Lecha Mishnah? For Rabbeinu Zal, b'pnei kushazos, says the Lecha Mishnah, the Rambam was bothered with the same kasha. He's been a Kolavoka for the last 3 days. Whereas for the last 3 days, we've been coming up with this chiluk and that chiluk. We had 8 different chilukim. Comes the Lech Mishnah and says, you know what the Rambam's chiluk was? There's no chiluk. It's a machloikis. Svipnei kushazos, nirelei dahai sugi mucha, the islega betop fakoin, the ein motzien miyadai. Says the Lech Mishnah, the Rambam was so bothered with the kasha, he thought the kasha was better than all the dochak terutzim. And the emesis, it's a machlekes of sugyas. The Gemara in Ksubas actually holds Tfisa works. The Gemara in Bavitzia holds Tfisa doesn't work. And the Rambam thought that the Gemara in Ksubas was the Iker. There may be other Gemaras that support the Gemara in Ksubas, and the Gemara in Bavitzia is love the Iker. So now you have to put together the Kesef Mishnah and Lech Mishnah, and now you understand the Rambam. Why? The Lech Mishnah is explaining what prompted the Rambam to veer away from the sugya in Bava Metzia, because he held it to machlokes the sugyas. The Kesef Mishnah is explaining why the raya of the Gemara in Bava Metzia wasn't so convincing. So if you put together the Kesef Mishnah and Lech Mishnah, we have a Bia B'das Rambam. We see texturally why the Rambam felt to almost overcome that obstacle of the Gemara. The Gemara said, Amalei Rav Hananya L'Rabba, isn't that a raya? So the Rambam in the back of his mind thought, is it a raya? Not such a good raya. Okay, but again, if he didn't have another sugya to fall back on, the Rambam's not going to just paskin against Gemara because he didn't like the Gemara's raya. But he did have another sugya. He had the Gemara Ksubas that supports it. So when all the dust settles, unlike all the other Rishayim we've seen up to now, unlike the Taisus and unlike the 3 days in Taisus, unlike the Ramban, unlike everybody, the Rambam emes lamita paskins, that tfisa of the Suffolk Bechor, in fact, tfisa will work, And Tfisa in all areas of halacha will work. Any single case of a suffik mamon, Tfisa will work. Whether it's a nice thing to do Tfisa or not is another question, but Tfisa will work by suffik mamon. So the Rambam is literally like Amar Avinu is me'ever echad, and everybody else is me'ever sheni. The Rambam's on one side of the fence, everybody else on the other side of the fence, Taizim and Rambans and Shachs and Levushas, and everyone under the sun held that Tfisa liachash olon of suffik does not work, spekis of mamon. And the Rambam says, no, it really truly does. This is, of course, assuming that we have the correct shot in the Rambam. We read the Rambam together. We saw what the Rambam told us. We saw that the Rambam said that when you have a suffik of a bechor, the half camel, half goat, whatever it is. So the Rambam says, tafsekayin eimotzin yado. And we even have a beer in the Rambam. We have a lecha mishnah, but against the mishnah, we have reasons what prompted the Rambam to come to this conclusion. However, there may be another way of understanding the Shittas of Rambam, another direction when the Rambam is coming from. And it all goes back once again to the Gemara Bava Metzia Davav. So we have to go back again to Davav. But here, rather than going back to Davav, we have to go back to Zayin Amun Aleph. We have to go where we left off in Davav, where the Gemara continues. So that's the 13th of the Mamre Kamo. So we're looking again, because we just created Shittas of Rambam as being a stark contrast to everybody else, we want to be really sure that we have the Rambam down path. So the 13th of the Maamar Kamos, the Gemara Metzia Dav Zayin Amud Aleph, raises a question about this very case. We're talking about a Suffolk Bechor. And we said, what do you do with a Suffolk Bechor? You don't have to give it to the Kohen. Yisrael can hold on to it by himself. Not only can he hold on to it, he can even add it to his list of Maaser, potential Maaser Behemoth. He asks the Gemara, Amalei, the 13th of the Maamar Kamos, Amalei of Achim Ediftu L'Ravina, Mais Fekes. What do the words mean, you have a Suffolk Bechor? That means you really don't know whether a given animal has Kedushas Bechor or not. How in the world is a Suffolk Kedush Bechor going to count towards Ma'ase Behema? Yiya Kedush Amrachamana, V'lo Shekvar Kedush. The Torah says about Ma'ase Behema, Ha'asibri Yiya Kedush L'Hashem, only something that's Chulin can be part of Ma'ase Behema count. Something that's Kodesh already for a different Kedusha isn't even in the ballpark, isn't even in the parsha of counting towards Ma'aseh Behemah. So since we have this animal in front of us that's a Suffolk Kodesh, it may be Kodesh anyway. So what do you mean it's going to count towards Ma'aseh Behemah? Forget the Mamonis issue. Forget Tfisa. Forget Chayshe Mishpat. Zvachim, Menachis, Becheris. This is a Kodesh. This is a Briska Shaila. This is a Kodeshim Shaila. How in the world can something which is a Suffolk Kodesh Bebechor count towards Ma'aseh Behemah? You can't bring one carbon to be for another carbon. The Gemara says, you're right, whoops, we goofed. That's not the case of Suffolk Bechor. Ella, what is Suffolk Bechor? Ella, Suffolk Pidyon Petach Hamor. We've got to bring back the Petach Hamor for us. Suffolk Pidyon Petach Hamor, what does that mean? I have a donkey. I don't have a Bechor Behemotor. I have a firstborn donkey. But I'm not sure whether I have a firstborn donkey. Is that Shiloh? Is a Suffolk? Did it have a miscarriage before? Did it not have a miscarriage before? Is it Kaddish? Is it not Kaddish? Half another, I'm not sure what to do with this Petach Hamor. But I have to do something with it. I have to be paid to it, because if I'm not paid to the Petach Hamor, it's Asab Hanor. So I'm never going to be able to use this donkey to Suffolk the Reis al-Khumra. So what do? So I take a set and I do a Pidyon Petach Hamor. Now, normally, doing a Pidyon Petach Hamor would mean that I turn around and I give this set to the Kohen. That's the normal protocol. So if we're Zoyche, I don't think this Petach Hamor gave birth yet. The one we're still waiting for up in the mountains. So I think it's overdue. We may be inducing this at some point. I don't know. I'm not sure what's going to check with the veterinarians at what point we start to induce Petach Hamors. And I can't imagine anyone's rushing to do that. But if I have a Petach Hamor, and now I have a Suffolk Petach Hamor, what do I do with it? So I have to be paid to it, tifta b'seh, because otherwise I can't use the donkey, and then I'll go ahead, and presumably I'm going to give the seh to the Kohen. So comes Allah and says, you don't have to give that seh to the Kohen. You know why? Giving the seh to the Kohen is pure dini mamonos. There's no kedusha in that seh. I'm not some clever raya. I look the Kohen straight in the face, say, you go prove to me that my donkey is a firstborn. I don't know whether it's firstborn or not. So in the realm of Isavahet, they had to play it safe and be paid it, because otherwise, Suffolk l'chomra, can't use the donkey. But to give the seh, what I have to give the seh for, it's a motzvah chlev arayah. So comes the Gemara and concludes that that is the Suffolk Bechor that we're talking about. We're not even talking about a Suffolk Bechor Behemet Tahira. We're talking about a Suffolk of a Pidyon Petach Hamor. So now that I have this set, that my Suffolk goes to the Kohen, Suffolk doesn't go, I don't have to give it to the Kohen. I hold on to it, and that set can now start to count towards my Ma'ase Behemet. That's a Chun, that's a regular set. There's no Kiddush in that set. So that starts to count towards the 10 animals. And it's on that Suffolk Bechor, quote unquote, it's really a Suffolk Pidyon Petach Hamor, that the Gemara is pilpuling. Can he be Toyface or can he not be Toyface? That's the issue. The question, how does this affect us? So we changed the case. So instead of talking about a kosher animal Suffolk, we're talking about a Suffolk donkey with a Pidyon Petach Hamor. So my Indian there, it's a Ta'a discussion. So the Rashba in the Tshuva explains it's that last line of Gemara, the fact that we just changed the case, that changed everything in terms of the Sfeikas. Why? Says the Rashba, the Gemara of Metzias' conclusion is that Tukfa Kayin Motzian Miyado. Don't play any games, says the Rashba. Tell me it's a Machlokes. The Sugya is in the Rambam outsmarted the Gemara, and the Gemara thought the Gemara is right with it. Come on, says the Rashba. The Gemara of Metzias concluded without any Shaila that Tfisa of the Kohen does not work. Finish. Tukfa Kayin Motzian Miyado. Says the Rashba. Why did the Gemara conclude that? Because the case is a case of Suffolk Pidyon Petach Hamor. Says the Rashba, in the case of Suffolk Pidyon Petach Hamor, we know that the set in question belonged to the Yisrael for the last 20 years. What's that? I own the mother of the set of the groom. I've been owning this family of sets for the last 100 years. So there's no question that the Yisrael has a shaychus to the set. Now we have a shayla. Does the Kohen have a shaychus to the set? So the Kohen only has a shaychus to the set if, in fact, it was a valid Pidyon Petach Hamor, which we have no idea whether it was or not. Says the Rashba, you have a case where the Yisroel clearly has his hands on this mammon. The Kohen has, we have no clue whether he has his hands on the mammon. Tfisa's going to work? Who are you kidding? Tfisa's not going to work. You can't be Tfisa's mammon that we don't even know you have a shaykhus to. Kozman, the other baldover is a vada, and you're a suffik. We can use the cloak, your phrase, ain't suffik motzim de vada. You have no right to take away this person's money. But what if it wouldn't be a suffik pidyon petach hamor? What if it would be a real suffik bechor? So when the animal was born, and it's got half camel characteristics, half sheep characteristics, we don't know what the din is. The Yisrael never had a shaykhus to this animal. It's not that he owned this animal for the last 20 years. This animal, from the moment that it's born, is blood to suffolk. So when you have a type of a suffolk that we don't know who has any shaykhus to, so then one can argue that's a different kind of a suffolk. So tfisa will work under those circumstances, which is exactly what the Rambam said. When the Rambam said that Tfisa works, not that the Rambam's disagreeing with the Gemara, not that the Rambam dug up another Gemara and he said, it's a machlek, it's a sugi, it's a hen and a hair, and the Rambam outsmarted the Gemara. Come on, says the Rashba, the Tshuva. The Rambam took it right out of the Gemara, but the Rambam says, once the conclusion of the Gemara is, it's a suffolk of Pidyon Petach Hamor, so then, b'chiya gavna, under those circumstances, taka tfisa doesn't work. That's exactly what the Gemara says, pamalin b'metzia. But in other cases, where you don't have that svara, when there's a real bona fide suffik, mitchilas a suffik, so then, tafa koin, kenzain, maybe in a chinam. So we have two very, very different Biur Mishnahs around. We have the Kesef Mishnah Lecha Mishnah, almost that the Rambam almost rejected the Gemara. We have the Tshuva Rashba, who predated them and said, no, the Rambam didn't reject the Gemara. The Rambam got to the end of the Gemara, unlike us. The Rambam got to Dav Zayin and Medav. So I can't say we finished the Sugya by any stretch of the imagination, but I can say that we finished the introduction to the introduction to the Sugya. Because again, the goal of our sugya is to get to the Ran Safik Kedushin. We are learning Maseches Kedushin, so we must get to the Ran in Maseches Kedushin. That's the ultimate goal here. In order to get to the Ran Safik, what are you doing? You have a Safik Kedushin vis-a-vis following Chazaka. The Ran brought a Raya from Dina Mamanis, so we have to address the issue. What are you doing? You have a Safik at Dina Mamanis. But the Ran was addressing a Safik at Halacha of Dina Mamanis, not a Safik at Metzias. Up until now, we spent the last 3 days talking about what do you do when you have a suffolk in Metzias, because we can't even begin to discuss what do you do when you have a suffolk in Halacha until we've ascertained what do you do when you have a suffolk in Metzias. So we started with B'Metzias Davav. We started in the right place. We had to understand B'Metzias Davav. We came to the realization that I think there were 8 different Biurim in the Rishonim. I'm not sure we got every one of them. We got 6 or 7 or so. But 8 different Biurim in the Rishonim and the Acharonim as to what the Gemara B'Metzias Davav is saying and what it's not saying. And basically, when all the dust settles, we have the following conclusion, that according to the overwhelming majority of the Rishonim, the Gemara is saying that Tfis, in fact, does not work. Tfis, in fact, does not work. The Rambam is saying otherwise. How the Rambam got there, Machlekes, the Gedolei, the Rishonim, Machlekes, how the Rambam got there, but the Rambam is on his own team. Everybody else is assuming Tfis doesn't work. Now that we finished the introduction, let's get to the next step. Now that we know, according to the overwhelming majority of the Rishonim one way and the Rambam the other way, what do you do when you have a suffix in Mammon when the suffix is in Metzias, that Tfis, according to most, except for the Rambam, doesn't work? What is the Halacha if you have a suffix in Halacha? We have some kind of an unresolved shayla in the Gemara. What do you do at that point? Would Tfisa work or not? Do you have a take on the Gemara? If a shayla in the Gemara, who gets the money? So we know Motzach will arrive. We're going to give it to the person who's holding on to it. And then the other guy goes there and he grabs it. What would we say about that? So the Ramban in Bav Metzia on Davav says that on our sugya, Davav Bav Metzia, what was our sugya until now, comes the Ramban and says, guess what? You know what the answer to that question is? Exactly what the answer was to Suffolk Metzias. Whatever you thought about Suffolk Metzias, that's the same did of Tfisa in a Suffolk Halacha. Therefore, just connect the dots, according to most of the Rishonim, Tfisa will not work by a Suffolk, by a Teku Mammon, and according to the Rambam, the Lone Shita, Tfisa will work. So the Rambad connects the dots and says, anything and everything you want to know about a Suffolk in Halacha in terms of does Tfisa work by Teku, 100 Gemaras about Teku and Mammonis. Does Tfisa work? Says the Ramban. It depends what you think about Bav Metzia Davav. If you follow most of the Rishonim, the Tfisa does work by Suffolk. Babad is a Suffolk of Metzias and Mammon. It's not going to work by Suffolk Allah. If you think like the Rambam, then it is going to. So that's the words in the Ramban. We have to see that not everyone agrees to the Ramban. So before, we're not going to have to see that until next week. But I have to just include one. I have to give a tremendous Dibur Chizuk to the Yerlim. I'll tell you why. Said that the famous story, I've told the story in the past about the Maharam. We'll be done with the story before Shach. Sorry. Not such a long story. It's a good story. The Maharam, the Lublin, in his parish and Taisim, so very often he begins with Machshim Oilam. The Oilam Fektakasha. So once there was a Jew in Poland who was reading a Maharam. Ooh, Machshim Oilam, what an exciting question. The whole world's asking the question. So he ran out to the Polish marketplace, asking the people, what do you think about Skash? They thought he was crazy. He's asking the merchants, what is it? They don't know what he's talking about. He had such chalisa das, the Maharam's not telling the emes. No one in town, no one in Warsaw, no one in the streets of Warsaw cares about this kasha. It's not true. Then he goes back into the Beis Medrash, and he hears that two yeshiva brachim are learning the same types as he was learning, and they're asking the same kasha. So then he came to the realization, oh, this is the oilam. This is the world. This the whole world. You have to just know where the world is. The world's not in the Polish market. The world is in the Beis Medrash. So why did I get such chizuk from this? So last night, it was very late last night, and my oldest son called me from yeshiva. So I asked him, what are you guys holding? So they happen to be learning Bavasa and Chesdebatim. So he starts to tell me the sugya that the mamash in the middle of learning sugya. So he starts to tell me, we're on the Rashbam, the Taishas, Chesdebatim, about what do you do when you have a Sofik in Halacha and you have a Tfisa. And so I told him the whole thing. I said 11 o'clock at night in Queens, they're learning the same sugya, learning 6 o'clock in the morning in Tirek, Baruch Hashem. I said, this is the Olam. So we found the Olam HaTorah. Everyone should be proud of themselves. We're mom, such a party. Olam HaTorah, we're learning the same sugya. Okay. Shalom and good shabbos. Next week...